leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the Sunday edition, November 11th, 2012. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex is taking a much-deserved day off and let us run wild in the studio for a little bit. So I have a few things I'd like to share with you before Jesse Ventura and also the radio premiere of Melissa Melton's piece on aspartame, a follow-up to a story she did on the InfoWars Nightly News. Very interesting. Definitely check those out. And also check out the websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a subscription. It helps fund our broadcast and brings you more than the new reports that you like. So many new reporters, new faces, new things to talk about. So definitely check that out. I have a few articles here. You know, Alex always has so many, and he never gets to get to all of them. So I just grabbed a few random articles that are just laying here on his desk, and we'll take a look at these. Headline, globalists pulled out all stops to grab guns after Obama victory. Now, we all know that it's no secret that Barack Obama wants to take your guns, not just his semi-autos, but he's even talked about shotguns, and I guess he just wants to leave you with a musket. It is pretty much the goal of the Obama administration. He's teamed up with the UN, and they want to come grab your guns. So for everybody who says, you guys seen the video of Alex talking about the UN gun grabbing with Aaron Dykes and David Knight. And we had the caller call in, and he says, I've scoured the internet, and I found no proof that Obama wants to take your guns when it's on ABC News. We've reported on it several times. Probably report on it again in the future. This is even a mini rundown of it, this report itself. Also have another one here. UN celebrates Obama re-election by pushing global gun control, says Second Amendment Foundation. So just more of the same. They want to come for your guns. And, I mean, whether you're pro-gun or not, I mean, recognize that the Second Amendment in the United States is not only for hunting. It's for self-defense. You know, you have to defend yourself because when the founders wanted the Second Amendment, it's not just because they wanted to go shoot ducks or whatever. They knew that tyranny could rise up and come at them head on, and they had to meet it head on. You know, they couldn't, you know, call whoever to come over here and save them. They had to save themselves. That's why they have a Second Amendment. You need wartime weapons. And, you know, every time I talk about guns, you know, I'm an avid gun rights supporter. But I don't think everybody should have a gun. If you're jittery and you're shaky and every time you get a gun, you feel whatever kind of feeling, then you probably shouldn't own a gun. But if you're a responsible person of age and proper training, I've had training, not tactical training, but basic handgun training, you know, handling training with a trained professional. I think there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, just keep that in mind because I have a feeling sooner than later, if it doesn't get to the point of door-to-door gun confiscation, which I really hope it does for everybody involved, they'll definitely try to restrict your magazine size. If you can have fully auto, even shotguns, I'll probably say you can only have two shells in your shotgun or some other type of foolishness. But we'll move on to some other things, several things here on the desk. Greek government defies protests to approve more austerity. This is out of Reuters. See, Greece's government voted by a razor-thin margin on Thursday to approve an austerity package needed to unlock vital aid and avert bankruptcy, despite an internal rift and violent protests at the gates of the parliament. So, something we've seen all too often, violence overseas, and we've even seen violence here in America recently with Hurricane Sandy. You know, you have these, I don't know what you call them, not flash mob, but, you know, these many skirmishes of violence, people fighting over gas and food and whatever else. But anyway, that's about it for this segment. Definitely stay tuned for Jesse Ventura and Melissa Melton as she sits down with Alex Jones for a interview to talk about aspartame. This is the Alex Jones Show. So definitely stay tuned, and we'll have more for you coming up after this break.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just up this morning on the conspiracy theory website on True TV because up until just a few days ago, they were still debating, would it be the Reptilians David Icke episode or would it be the Tesla death ray? And right to the wire, they're saying it's going to be the David Icke special tonight. And I was briefly interviewed for it when I was out doing another investigation with Governor Ventura at rocket bases outside Las Vegas. So I don't know the full context of it, but I'm sad to hear the two guys tangle pretty bad. But I'll certainly be watching it tonight. We're also going to have 2-hour special coverage tonight at InfoWarsNightlyNews.com with our great reporter team. We had reporters out on the street last night. It was pretty amazing that we're getting to the level now where we are going to be able to challenge the establishment outfits like MSNBC. Governor Ventura has not been doing interviews last month except with us, but he will be on Piers Morgan tonight. We've got some breaking news on that front. But first off, with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, author Jesse Ventura with his Demo Crips and Republicans book that's a bestseller. Let's talk about the election and your take on it, because I talked to you during the break, Gov. You said that you did watch much of the election returns last night. You've got some comments also on some of the propositions.
I watched because I was interested. I actually, what I hoped for didn't happen, but it almost did. And that was this. If you go back to 2000, if you remember, Al Gore won the popular vote, you know, by 500,000, but George Bush won the presidency because of the Electoral College. And for a long time last night, it looked like those two were going to reverse itself. It looked like President Obama was going to win the Electoral College, and for a great deal of the night, it looked like Mitt Romney was going to win the popular vote, which is what I was hoping would happen. And it did fall short. The president ended up, you know, winning the popular vote by a very slim margin. And then, of course, won the electoral by a much wider margin. And the reason I wanted that to happen was because I wanted the shoe on the other foot within a decade almost. Because I'm an advocate to abolish the Electoral College, and I always have been. I don't understand its purpose anymore. It's outdated. It was put into play back when they had to go to Washington on horseback, so it was the only way they could determine a president. Well, we live in an electronic age now where they can look into your backyard from a satellite. What the hell do we need with the Electoral College? The presidency is the only election in this country that is decided by not the most popular vote. Why?
Sure. I think the argument is the states need to maintain their integral sovereignty within the union. And so you do have a popular vote within the state, and the popular vote renders up that particular number so that the states are still in control of it, kind of like until they came along with the 17th Amendment, as you know, in 1913, Governor. The senators were elected by the legislature and were creatures of the state, so that you had popularly elected House members, but senators sent by the legislature, so that you as a governor could go to the legislature and say, I don't like what that U.S. senator's doing. Recall them.
Yeah, and I disagree with that, too. You know, I just don't buy the Electoral College. To me, how can you get the most votes and lose? That makes no sense to me. That, you know, we're one country, we're one nation, and whoever gets the most vote. It would have no bearing on this current election because Obama ended up winning the popular vote.
No, Governor, listen, this is the age-old.
I'm an advocate that to abolish the Electoral College. I don't agree with it. They sit and tell you, well, if you don't have the Electoral College, candidates won't go to the little states. They'll only focus on the major metropolitan areas. I got news for you. Even with the Electoral College, that's all they do. That's a hollow statement when they say that, because if I were running for president,
sure,
I had the opportunity to go speak in Montana or California with the Electoral College, where am I going to go?
California.
I'm going to go where the electoral votes are. So it's irrelevant. It doesn't make any sense when they use that argument. Naturally, a candidate is going to go where the most masses of people can be reached.
Well, I agree with you, and that's a great stand. We need to see that. But that's one thing that, you know, Obama, another one of the lies he told the night before the election, he said, look, I always tell the truth. I don't lie. We played that clip over and over again. And think of all the lies, Governor. What lies can you think of? You know, that now we're looking at Obama, so we can move past Romney. Four more years of Obama. The reason I'm really concerned about that, he can launch wars, but because he's the Peace Prize winner, they're not wars in Libya and Syria. He can continue warrantless spying. Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize winning big liberal, he says Obama is far worse than Bush on many fronts. I mean, are you concerned about what Obama can do now, not facing?
I'm not concerned about what Obama personally can do. I'm concerned about what all started with George Bush and was allowed to happen. Let's remember, this stuff wasn't created by Barack Obama. This stuff went into effect under George Bush.
Okay, well, then we should pressure him to get rid of it.
Criticize Barack Obama. Barack Obama has expanded it.
Exactly.
So he's just doing what was started a decade ago. Now, we need to stop that. They need to speak out loudly, and we as citizens need to stand up, and we can start with the drugs. Washington and Colorado are two great places. The people of those states, which I believe states should determine what drugs are illegal or not legal, should be up to the state. And if the federal now comes down hard on Colorado and Washington for this, we as the rest of the country need to step forward and say, hey, wait a minute, instead of sitting on our asses out there doing nothing.
Well, I agree with you. And look, you know, 10th Amendment, you as a governor know it better than anybody. This is the key. And while we have states, it's time for the states to say, hey, we're going to do what our Constitution and our people say. We're not going to have the distant federal government run by a bunch of foreign banks telling us what to do. And again, even though I'm not somebody that, you know, uses marijuana as a recreational thing, my issue is I know it's a red herring fraud. I know reefer madness is a fraud. I know it's got a lot of medical uses. And I know that the feds have no business. As Obama said 4 years ago, he was going to stop enforcing federal stuff on recreational.
It's a bigger issue than that, Alex. The issue is this. In a supposed free society, which we claim that we are, how can you commit a crime against yourself?
Yes.
You follow me? That's what drug usage is. If you don't harm anybody else and you simply ingest a drug, how can they arrest you for that in a supposed free society when you're only committing a crime against yourself? It's unconscionable to me, the concept that you can commit a crime against yourself.
No, I agree. I'm just saying the mechanism of the state is there. That's why we have it, to be a check and balance against out-of-control federal behavior.
Right. But the big point is that whether you agree with marijuana or not is irrelevant. It is the point of the matter of committing a crime against yourself in a supposed free society.
No, I agree with you.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
I'm just saying even the marijuana phobics out there need to understand this model of nullification and using the states to block the feds when they're out of control in the tyranny department is something that's really working.
Yeah, and that's why people should get on board and support what Colorado and Washington did. That the people of those states determined on their own that they were going to now want to tax marijuana. They want to treat it the same as alcohol. They want the revenues from it, and they don't want people put in jail over it. And that's the right way to go because, again, it's a step forward in a free society of abolishing the ability of committing a crime against yourself. Now, if somebody smokes pot and goes out and robs the bank, well, fine, then prosecute them.
Oh, Yeah, well, nobody's robbing banks that's smoking pot. People drinking are doing it and using cocaine. But listen, expanding on that, we're about to go to break, but you bring up a really interesting point there. Government, as you know, and you've written about in your books, has been caught shipping the drugs in to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. Well, certain facets of government, rogue facets of the CIA and things so that they
sure.
can finance their stuff. Because, if an element in the government has to do something and they get their money from Congress, well, then they have to account for that money and they have to give reports to Congress, and then it gets above board. Well, if they want to operate clandestinely and don't want anybody to know about what they're doing, then they're forced to get an outside revenue source. And that's what, unfortunately, drugs has been.
Yes.
They've created that as a revenue source where they can make tons of money, and that way they can apply that money to any operation.
Yes, Governor Ventura, we'll be back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here's my issue, and I'm glad we're talking about this here, just because I'm always right up front with everybody. And I called David Icke up, and I said, hey, I think you ought to be in this show, because we were having these discussions, and like, yeah, maybe we're going to go look at it. And then I find out it's all a big blow-up, and so that's why I'm just bummed out, because it sounds like, hey, go be part of this, and then I'm like...
The only reason it was a blow-up is David Icke won't answer a simple question. Watch the show and judge for yourself.
No, I mean, I just...
Ask him simple questions... And apparently I'm too stupid because I desire a simple answer.
Yeah.
And he tries to make it seem like there is no simple answer.
Well, I think...
And I don't buy into that.
Sure.
You can answer things yes or no.
Sure. Well, I mean, we can stop talking about this if we have some other issues to cover. But just in the interest of time, because this video, you know, that we've got live going out in this audio, was obviously millions are probably going to end up watching it. You know, just wanted to know about this, especially once it airs tonight. It's just that I want people to know Jesse Ventura did go into this, because I talked to him privately. We had this same discussion you just heard, and I'm like, yeah, David, they know all about that stuff. They just want to get it answered. And then David's the type where he said he was sitting there for like an hour, and he's a real nice guy. He's like, I want to go meet Jesse. They're like, no, you can't meet him. He thought it was a rudeness, because I guess TV's changed since he was at the BBC 20 years ago. He was thinking he wasn't getting to meet you. He didn't know that this is reality TV. They want you really meeting for the first time. So while they were fiddling with lights for an hour and a half, he got angry. You'd been angry on the train, I know, and all the crud you had to deal with, not flying, and a bunch of stuff. So it's just like kind of two sports guys kind of got at it in the room, I think.
No, I don't think so. You watch it and judge for yourself.
I haven't seen it.
So you don't need to build it up that we both had bad days, and so therefore the interview went bad. Watch. Again, I leave it up to the viewer. Watch the interview, listen to the questions that I ask David, and listen to his responses and see if you respond the same way I did.
I can't wait.
You mean, Alex, it's this simple. He beat around the bush and didn't give me answers, which I asked questions for. That is the only thing I got irritated over, was that I traveled a long way and I couldn't get an answer. Plus, he was very condescending towards me.
Sure, I just talked to the crew afterwards, and Tyrell called me right after it happened, and then I talked to Dave and kind of got the same story. I just like both of you. I don't like seeing the people I like fighting.
Well, you know, we're not fighting.
No.
Dykes and I are not fighting. If there's a fight, it's on his end. I did a TV show. It's over. It's water under the bridge. I don't look at him any differently today than I did before.
No, I hear you. I just know it's going to become a controversy.
Alex, you're too panic-stricken. Relax. Go have a beer.
Oh, man. Hey, we don't have beers. We have cigars, Jesse. You don't drink.
Well, I'm telling you to have a beer.
So please don't tell
me
that.
I don't need one.
I have one. I'll have about eight.
You're the one that's all wired up over this episode. Relax. It ain't that big a deal.
No, I know. It's just I'm always wired up.
And it's only one little portion of the show. I meet with the Apache Indians. It's much more intriguing than just simply my little showdown with David Icke.
No, I know. I am making a mountain out of a mole. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on here.
All right.
What is your favorite episode, if you have to say, or like, what are two or three that are coming up? Give us a little idea.
Well, of course, I love the Death Ray one because it's so intriguing to me, the scientifics of it and Nikola Tesla and all of that stuff. I've been into that now for a little while, so I find that one very interesting. A bizarre one is time travel. You know, is it real? Is it not real? You know, dimensional things like that.
You got a little upset.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah,
it's pretty scientific, this trip
Well,
And I guess the bottom line is this, and I'll put this out there. The bottom line is this when you do conspiracy theory. You're not allowed to ask the government a question today on anything and expect to get an answer. It's that simple. And that's the most disturbing thing about doing conspiracy theory, is that when I do question any government entity over any subject, you literally get the door slammed in your face and you're told it's none of your business.
That's right.
And that's the part that's disturbing. And that's what people should take from conspiracy theory on a real level, is that today you are not allowed to ask your government a question, and that's outrageous because we pay the government. They're supposed to work for us. It's not supposed to be the reverse. We don't work for them. They're supposed to work for us. And I think that when we come to the government with a legitimate question on any topic, there, some mechanism should be provided to attempt to give a citizen an answer.
Well, they're becoming more and more unaccountable. Shifting gears back into Obama briefly, and I hope you have time to tell one of your, you know, why you love golf so much, because I find that interesting. Do you think they'll try to impeach Obama over Fast and Furious and some of the things they're doing? And now Hillary, it was in the news 2 days ago, saying we need to invade physically Syria because Al-Qaeda's there, when it's our government and NATO that put them there.
No, they're not going to impeach Obama. He's doing everything he's supposed to do for him. Why would they impeach him?
Sure.
You know, no, I don't see any impeachment on the horizon for anything whatsoever. That's just the red flag BS from the, you know, that's going to fly around always, like the, with every president, it seems, that gets in there. Put it this way, they all have dirty laundry when they get there, or they will get dirty laundry while they're there. That's a given. Just like today, one of the reasons I don't think I can be president, Alex, you got to be able to lie. I believe that. I believe the president has to be able to sit up there, keep a straight face, and lie. Because they've all lied at one time or another.
Sure. And what was it, a week into your governorship? They said, hey, some people want to meet with you. And it was 23 CIA people in plain clothes from the community. They're not.
No, it was they failed it under a CIA training session. And it was up to me. They didn't force me. They asked if I would go down and meet with them. And I, you know, at the time, thought, why not? Well, you know, let's see what this is about. And so I did. But, I mean, they didn't force me into it by any reason.
Sure, I'm just saying the CIA's there.
Training class or what, who knows. But I did meet with 23 members of the CIA, and all of their questions were geared to how did I get elected.
Sure, Governor, we're almost out of time. Golf, why do you play so much golf?
I play golf, Alex, because I play a lot of it because I need the competition with myself. I'm a competitive person with myself. I'm 61 now. I can't play other sports, so I play. It's me against the golf course, and I need that. I need that for my physical release. That's the way I am. And so that's why I play so much golf, because it's me against the course. I challenge the course every time I go out there. Unfortunately, the course usually wins.
Very interesting. All right, Governor Jesse Ventura, I'll say bye to you during this break. Thank you so much for joining us.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Tonight, I wanted to go over the dangers of aspartame and some of the other additives that are invading even so-called healthy organic foods sold by places like Whole Foods here in Austin, Texas, that InfoWars Nightly News comes to you from. And Melissa Melton has filed a report dealing with gum to save the planet that's tied into Oprah Winfrey and other eugenicists that are involved in population control. But first she went out and looked at mainline grocery stores and what they're selling versus Whole Foods. But I wanted to direct you to two new studies just out in the last week and a half, published in the National Institutes of Health. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induced greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats at a similar total caloric intake levels. And we've noticed that the media has tried to spin stuff like this in the past, claiming, no, it just so happens that people that tend to eat too much also like aspartame. That's an excitotoxin, very toxic, and literally hundreds of studies since the 70s showing it causes brain tumors. And speaking of that, here's a new one. Just type into the search engine aspartame brain tumors, and you'll get the corporate media trying to whitewash it. But under that, hundreds and hundreds of studies. Here's one that just came out October 24th. Consumption of artificial sweetener and sugar-containing soda risk of lymphoma and leukemia in men and women. And that's published in the National Institutes of Health. And that's the Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School and a bunch of other universities, the public health program at Boston University as well. So there it is, prestigious. Go look it up. Now, listen, there are literally thousands over the years, hundreds just in the last decade. Okay, this is well known. It's a chemical weapon. Now, here's the issue. You think, well, I just won't drink Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or whatever. I'm going to get away from this. No, you don't understand. I've been to even the so-called healthy grocery stores, and they've got all sorts of weird GMO estrogen mimickers in them and aspartame. You go to the store. I go to the gas station. I've got children. They go, hey, can I have some candy? I go, well, let's see if there's anything. And I've been in hundreds of stores in the last 10 years with my children, and you can never find Orbitz full of aspartame. All of these right there breaking all of this down. Aspartame, you can see it right there. Right there on the last one that we were showing. Right here it says aspartame. Here, pan back over to the red one for me, Rob. Right here. There you go. Aspartame, and then it's got some of these other chemicals that the studies show are even worse than some of the other gums. So you're looking at that juicy fruit. Now remember, these are not sugar-free. Does that say sugar-free on it?
No.
Does not say sugar-free, and we're going to get Melissa Melton's breakdown on that. Trident, not sugar-free. Dentine, double mint, everything I chewed in my life, everything I enjoy, Big Red, can't have it, can't have any of it, can't have any of it. And guess what? Big League Chew? How about Hubba Bubba for the children here that you get on Halloween when you're out there? Right there. Aspartame. And a whole bunch of other stuff. Aspartame. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the facts that we're talking about here. And we're going to go to your detailed video report in a moment. But talk about visiting some of the stores and then talk about what you found at Whole Foods. But first getting to these and that whole stack of other studies from the National Institute of Health.gov.
Right. Well, we went to several stores and we couldn't find one type of gum that didn't contain aspartame in it. We just couldn't find it anywhere until we got to Whole Foods. But we'll get to that in a moment. They had other things in their gum. And then if you go on the National Institutes of Health, I found 55 pages, full pages of different studies showing the negative effects of aspartame.
Just the links were 55. Just the links were 55 pages.
Pages of links, full pages.
Hundreds.
Hundreds, basically. And so I just tried to pick the first 10. I mean, because there were so many that seemed awful. And I mean,
and by the way, this isn't, you know, some little medical center saying this. It's Harvard.
Yes.
It's Emma. It's the top schools in London. It's Chinese government studies. It's Russian. This is not debatable.
National Institutes of Health wouldn't publish it if they weren't legitimate. And so here we go. I've got several more here. The first here says multi-potential carcinogenic effects of aspartame. So that means there's carcinogenic effects, and they found more than one kind, and they were very detrimental. Then you've got aspartame-induced fibromyalgia. So chronic pain that people get, they think they have fibromyalgia, could be actually caused by eating aspartame, they found. We also have antioxidant defense status in the liver. It caused hepatocellular injuries in people's livers who ate aspartame. Then we also have the aspartame beginning during prenatal life increases cancer effects in rats. So when they would feed pregnant rats aspartame, the babies would have cancer.
Same thing with fluoride water they tell pregnant women drink.
Basically, yes.
Anything to hurt that kid.
Yeah. And then you've got cancer of the liver and lung in male Swiss mice right here with the aspartame put into their food. Oxidative stress in the brain. So it stresses that. And that causes methanol found in the blood. So it also hurts your brain. And you can find traces of different things in your blood. And then finally, I found one. Aspartame-fed zebrafish exhibit acute deaths. And the ones that didn't die who were fed aspartame had swimming defects with an increase in brain inflammation. So
it's an excitotoxin, as Dr. Blaylock discovered over 20 years ago. And understand, viewers, this is a life and death situation. The system created a chemical weapon. The Army discovered it in the 60s. Searle got the patent. Monsanto bought it and got it approved. Three times got it approved. Okay. And they've got other chemicals. It's not just aspartame that is in these. Okay. And your kids all day reading this, and every amphibians, fish, mammals, they test them. It kills them. Okay, this is not a game. This is rat poison for humans, and then you go to the hospitals, and they're there to reclaim you. They're there to basically bring you in and suck all your money out while they kill you. And the doctors are so brainwashed, they're just little priest-class people. They don't question it either, okay? I mean, you're under attack. Please continue.
Well, and then we went to Whole Foods actually looking for gum that didn't have aspartame. And I will say this, we couldn't find any gum at Whole Foods that didn't have aspartame. But I did see a lot of different products here that have soy lecithin in it, which is an estrogen mimicker in the body, and it can cause everything from cancers to brain deficiencies to death. So it's genetically modified as well. I mean, over 90% of the soy in this country is genetically modified. Also, soy lecithin is actually produced with hexane, which is a jet fuel additive. So that's how they produce it.
Well, I mean, I remember hearing 5 years ago, report, somebody called and said, have you heard that there's silicone in the additives of chicken McNuggets, but also many other fast foods? And I thought, come on, that's not true. And I went to search it. It was like a 2-year-old article. So that'd be like 7 years ago or whatever, where, I mean, people watching just type in chicken McNuggets silicone. And I knew silicone, when ingested, I mean, just tiny bits getting out of breast implants was causing autoimmune disorders. There was all those studies. That's why they changed it. And I was like, no, that's not true. You look it up. No matter how crazy it is, you look it up, it's there. That's why everybody's fat and unhealthy. The studies how this stuff makes you fat, because your body gets toxic and puts more water basically into the tissue trying to keep it off the cells. You understand? Then the cells can't take in the regular water it needs. They're killing us. They're killing all of us. You understand? They're killing you. They know it. It's hidden in plain view. It's the White House science czar in his own book, Ecoscience, where he brags. You look it up online. The whole thing's been scanned. They put stuff in our food and water. They're doing it. And there's thousands of these additives. This is their big one. And so we educate people about how it was in a handful of products. Their answer is flood everything. Kids everywhere. I sit there sometimes when I'm paying for gas or getting something. I watch little kids up there lined up with all their sugar candy. And I'll just start saying to their parents, hey, you know this has got aspartame. And sometimes they go, really? No, it doesn't. I don't get the sugar-free stuff. I know about that. I think it killed my mother. I've had conversations. And I'm like, they're like, what the? Oh, you can't have that. I mean, you've got to warn people. You've got to warn them. Nowhere does it say sugar-free. People have learned that's dangerous. Their answer was, oh, you don't like that? We're going to put it in everything. I mean, I don't mean to get mad here, but we've got to get out of our trance. What is it like for you to sit here and see this?
I mean, what really bothers me, too, is that, you know, some of these products that have the soy lecithin in it say all natural, nothing artificial, right here on the package.
And that's the stuff they admit is sterilizing people.
They do. Yeah, it causes infertility issues. It causes cancers. I mean, it causes all kinds of problems. It mimics estrogen in the body. So, I mean, it can hurt you in a number of different ways. And they say it's all natural. This is all natural. There's nothing artificial in this. But we know that genetically modified soy, I mean, that's pretty much all the soy we have.
We did a report where Whole Foods says we don't have anything unnatural.
Nothing artificial ever. And then they come out and say, well, you know, you can't get away from genetically modified food.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Again, we've just scratched the surface here. Warn people, don't be a helpless victim so you know that the mainline gum doesn't have it in it. Get out there and tell people. I'll tell you a brief story. About a month ago, I was in a CVS because I don't have a grocery store near my house. I'm out in the country, so I go to the CVS. And I go up to pay for some stuff at the counter, and the guy goes, "Yeah, I'm the manager here." I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, "You know, I know that was my store you put on the internet." And they asked me how I knew. I know my store. Like I was supposed to get scared that I'd shot videos in there. And I go, "Yeah, I showed that your nursery water for kids has huge levels of fluoride in it, saying kids need it, when the American Dental Association said 6 years ago, don't give under six-year-olds this stuff. It causes fluorosis and bone cancer." He goes, "Yeah, I know. I looked it up, didn't believe it. It was true." And I went, "So," and he goes, "you didn't have permission to film in here." And I'll do whatever I want as a public service. But the thing was, he was like in between, like, "Hey, I'm the authority, but hey, yeah, I saw that was true." And I started preaching to the people there. I said, "Yeah, they still got it back there." And he goes, "Well, actually, we're phasing it out. I found out system-wide and all over because just you have been spreading the word, not us. We're just here telling you about it. People are finding out what's through their kids, and that nursery water crap everywhere is being pulled. They got like five brands of it. You warn people, okay? It's in the game. They're killing these kids. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. I want to take our country back and our world back, and I want to arrest John P. Holdren and the rest of these eugenicists. Anything else you'd like to add?"
I just think it's really sad that we can't even go to the grocery store and buy gum for our children without having a fear that it's going to cause them cancer.
This is so cold-blooded. Well, Oprah Winfrey, you know, and the rest of them, Bill Gates meet in secret meeting to reduce population.
Yes, they do.
I mean, it's right there.
David Rockefeller.
And it's for them, it's saving the earth.
Yeah. That's how they spin it on people. They say, "You're going to save the earth, but also depopulate the earth." They got to add that in. So,
God Almighty, with our modern technology, they say people with proper medicine and health can be living to 130, 140 comfortably. You know, the U.S. population now is dropping life expectancy.
It's actually dropping all over the place.
They're killing us.
Western industrialized nation. I mean, they're all going down.
But people out in the middle of nowhere on little Polynesian islands live to 104.
True.
They're killing us. I mean, yeah. We're sitting here talking about how we're being murdered.
I can't believe Proposition 37 was defeated. I mean, that just broke my heart. That was my last shred of faith in the system was gone. I had like
2%. Oh, you know it was fraud. I know,
but it's just, I can't.
Look at this, Minjo's Mints. The only mint you can get now at a major store is Altots. And I've learned they've got lobbyist people pushing them to put that in there. Folks, you can't even get mints now that don't have it.
You can't.
Icebreaker ice cubes.
Pretty much the entire checkout aisle. Anything you buy in that aisle.
Is a chemical weapon attack.
You have to look at everything, yeah, basically.
Of course, you know where aspartame is now in all the major candies and gums and mints? You know where it comes from? I'm not even going to tell you. I've learned if you tell people, they seem to really want to know. I'm going to tell you this. It comes from a genetically engineered little organism that defecates it. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you don't believe me. I'm just going to leave that for you. Look up aspartame manufacturing process, and it has to do with E. coli. I mean, you cannot make this up. Melissa, we're going to go to your report briefly. Tell us about this report.
In this report, I just decided, I saw this gum, the Project 7 Save the Earth gum, and I decided to look into what Project 7 does, and also just some of the ingredients in their gum, so that I could see what actually comes with saving the earth.
Project 7 sounds like some like evil masterminds operation.
Based on their website, I think they do feel like...
Oh, no, but I'm being sarcastic. It just shows how it's all in your face, though.
It is. It's very trendy looking. You know, they got the earth on there.
Oh, it's for the earth.
It says products for good right on there. It says Project 7, products for good. So it's like...
And that's the new thing. Get us to give money.
Mm-hmm.
That then goes, I was looking at Lance Armstrong, who didn't want the research I gave him about how they're causing the cancer, and he told me to basically go to hell. I noticed, or told the person I had to give him the info, and I noticed that whenever I look stuff up about aspartame, it's like, oh, it's not true. It's like Liv Strong's out there telling you everything's good. Go get your chemotherapy.
Definitely, yeah. Well, and I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, you buy these things, and it's almost like it's a guilt thing. Like, you should feel bad. The earth is hurting.
Oh, no, they guilt you now. Would you like to give $3 to the Cancer Institute? Mm-hmm. Who knows full well it's all, you know, engineering.
Right.
And I'm like, no. And they're like, no problem then, if you don't care. You know,
But so I wasn't even, it was like I wasn't even surprised to find them tied to some Bill and Melinda Gates funded places, because it's like save the earth but hurt yourself possibly with some of these harmful chemicals. And that thing is loaded with chemicals. Aspartame, neotame, soy lecithin. It's got all kinds of other preservatives, sorbitol. I mean, it's just filled, it's just basically chemicals and a mint flavoring. Which is
unbelievable. And we're not even singling them out except for the angle tied to Oprah Winfrey and stuff. Okay, we're going to go to this report, and then we're going to go right back to Mike Adams after the report. Here it is.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Project 7, a nonprofit organization, has come out with a trendy new gum product that it claims you can save the earth if you buy it. And while saving the earth might sound like a wonderful thing to do, upon further inspection, things are not what they seem with this wonderful new gum. It was found to contain aspartame, neotame, and genetically modified soy lecithin. Aspartame has been linked in studies to causing everything from blindness to liver damage to seizures. It's been linked to different cancers such as lymphoma, and it even eats holes in the brains of lab animals that it's tested on and eventually causes death. Neotame is far worse, and in long-term studies causes cell death. Genetically modified soy lecithin has been shown to mimic estrogen in the body, causing everything from reproductive issues to cancer to impeding brain development in people who ingest it. This gum wasn't the only gum we found to contain harmful chemicals. All right, so we're here at a store where we're going to see if we can find any gum that doesn't contain aspartame. Let's check Orbit. Ew, there's something on this, too. Aspartame. Maybe it's oozing aspartame. Look. Orbit. So all of this is aspartame. Orbit mist, like a waterfall. Let's see. A waterfall of aspartame, actually. So let's try Trident. Trident White. Freshens breath, good for cavities. Aspartame. Stride gum. Aspartame. Trident. Layers. Aspartame. Extra. Let's try extra. Aspartame. All of these have aspartame. Let's see. Wrigley's. Let's try Wrigley 5. Aspartame. Dentine Ice. Aspartame. Let's see. Is that it?
everything. Eclipse, did we try that? Let's see. Eclipse gum. Aspartame. Let's try this sugar bubble tape. This is what the little kids like to get all the time because it rolls out. It's really fun. And it's filled with aspartame right there, bubble tape. So, as you can see, we tried. We looked at every gum here, every single gum here, and tried to find just one that didn't contain aspartame, and we couldn't find it. Now, in addition, Project 7 has partnered with and given thousands of dollars to Kony 2012 war propagandists, Invisible Children. Now, if you'll recall, they put out a whole call for military intervention into Uganda to go after warlord Joseph Kony, who hadn't even been seen in the country for years. In addition, there's a little bit of an issue with some of the management there at Invisible Children, as we'll see as we go to these clips.
Oh. What? That's not your average crazy person going on a naked, obscenity-filled rant in the middle of the day. It's Jason Russell.
Now, in analyzing that, you'll see Jason Russell, co-founder of Invisible Children, going on a drug-induced naked tirade through town shortly following his Kony 2012 video release.
We want $1 million, so... There's it here, 100,000 for Haiti and 900,000 extra for me.
In that clip you just saw, Jedediah Jenkins, Invisible Children director of ideology, drinking vodka and talking about how he just got a $1 million grant for children's relief after the Haiti earthquake, of which $100,000 would go to the children and $900,000 he would keep for himself. Really makes you feel like you want to donate money to these guys. Now, in addition, Project 7 has also partnered and funds two organizations that are co-funded by known elite eugenicist Bill Gates and his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And Oprah has recently been seen giving out water from Project 7 at some of her events. As you might recall, Oprah likes to take part in secret meetings with known eugenicists Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, and David Rockefeller, and Bill Gates, where population control seems to be the constant topic of discussion.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart, and that meets the pricey requirements recently held in a secret meeting, a private meeting in New York City.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like the Super Friend.
So there you have it. Companies like to sell you the trendy idea of saving the earth, that you're going to do something great, it's going to be really good. And in the meantime, you're also co-funding eugenicist organizations and organizations run by corrupt people. And you could potentially be hurting yourself with harmful chemicals. So check those labels, guys. I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.